This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, known as Mr. Nice. And then there's Jay, who's here as Ms. Nice. Jay, we could change your name from Jay Kirschner to Jay Nice. That has a nice flow to it. It's Jay Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I like dark and dingy. That would be a fun
You do, huh? And those are your movie choices anyway. Speaking of movies, February 21st, the Oscars are fast approaching. So many great films over the past year. There are some snubs that people are concerned about. Most of them have to do with some of the thing. I guess it depends on how you define snubs. The fact that there are a number of films that nobody's ever seen. The French movie Anatomy of a Fall, 5 Academy Award nominations. Anybody see it? I didn't see it. Did you see it, Jay?
I have not.
Anybody ever even heard of it? I haven't heard or seen anything. It's just the impracticality of this. I want to be excited about these shows because I love to look at the stars and see who they're having dinner with and who they're talking to. And the People's Choice Awards was such a complete failure. The ratings were horrible because it was a horrible show.
I love what Billie Eilish said. She's like, there's so many TikTokers here. They were definitely trying to pull in the youngest demographic that could capably watch.
Okay, that's fine. It's nice to have younger demos. But, you know, as much as the public, we're told that the most saleable demographic is 25 to 49. That's the best. Well, hello, the last time I checked, that's not where the money is. The money, for the most part, is with people my age, people who are, let's say, 50 or 55 plus. And those people are always or quite often ignored by the people that run advertising agencies or run the networks or whatever it is. That's where the most disposable income is. That's where people are when they buy cars and pay cash for them. They have to borrow money. They buy houses and pay cash for them. They have to borrow the money. So what is there about this did you watch any of the People's Choice Awards? It was ridiculous.
No, those shows
nobody
those shows
knew anything.
Past my bedtime.
Waste of time. All right, anyway, I'm off on a rant, and I don't want to be off on a rant. I want to be onto the good stuff. And by the way, speaking of good stuff, program brought to you in part by the folks who are providing 2 nights free, right? 2 nights available in Las Vegas, and there are other programs. When you talk to the folks at the other end of 800-419-DUG, why do I always end it with Doug? It's a G. Doug. 3684. That's how you translate that on the phone screen. So you want this? You can hear these opportunities on lots of local stations around the country, music stations. I just said to these people when they came to me, let's have a shot. Let's try. Talk audience wants to go. Why wouldn't the talk audience, back to ratings and, you know, who's listening, the people listening to this program have the interest and the time to go to Las Vegas. So why not? And that's the whole impetus behind suggesting you take a couple of days, 3 days, 2 nights, to go to Las Vegas and not have to pay for the hotel room. That's a pretty good deal. And if you dial that number right now, 800-419-3684, you are guaranteed of a place at one of 15 or 16 great hotels that are on the Strip. All right? That's it. You can't lose unless you don't call. If you don't call, you're not going to win. So call the number and talk it through. And have a good time. 800-419-3684 for a couple of free nights in fabulous Las Vegas. Okay. The state of things in Russia with Vladimir Putin, the fact that this guy, Alexei Navalny, 47 years old, certainly known around the world as the most critical of Putin. He was mysteriously found dead, so Putin said. We don't know. It's like Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. I know nothing. I see nothing. I hear nothing, which is basic BS. He was the one who's the architect. He'd been trying to get rid of this guy for years, so they sent him in. Why do you think he was in a Siberian prison with no heat, eating once a day, had all kinds of illnesses, and they just let him be because that's the way...
Well, he already survived a poisoning. When was that? How many years ago was that?
4 or 5, anyway, maybe 6 or 7.
Now, has his body been seen?
I'm not looking for his body. I don't know. Maybe his wife is probably looking for it. She's an interesting character in her own right. Yulia, however you pronounce her last name, she's a banker. Very prominent figure in Russia. So she's going to be the next target because apparently she said some things and printed some things, and it was in Russian, but somebody's reading the Russian at X, and so X didn't do a good translation, apparently, so they briefly suspended her account. Now, what else is going on? The U.S. says it'll have major sanctions against Russia. What does that mean? That's a lot of talk. More talk from Biden. Okay, so what sanctions? You haven't done... Was it yesterday we were talking about the $36 billion in oil that the Indians had bought from the Russians? The Russian sanctions from Europe. Okay, we're not going to buy any more of your oil. Okay, so I'll sell it to somebody else. And it's been noted in the last few months that Putin's wealth is somewhere, his personal wealth, somewhere between $5 and $6 billion. So how do you get that money? Where'd that come from? Who do you have to kill to get the money? And the fact that he hasn't been brought to The Hague to be tried for war crimes, what are we doing here? There's no leadership. This guy gets away with whatever he wants. So he kills this guy. He's going to kill his wife, too. Wait and see. They'll bump her off. And they get away with it. And this is the way that part of the world lives. The same thing in China. Any country that doesn't have some representative form of government has this sort of stuff going on. Anyway. Okay, so there's something good. I want something good. Wisconsin father finding a special way to surprise his daughter and her siblings after he was hospitalized. His name is Randy Neck. He had been missing his daughter's basketball games all season, hospitalized for a number of health issues. But then, after getting out of the hospital, he had a stroke. That was the latest thing that he had in August. He and his friends, however, devised a plan to surprise his daughter, whose name is Anna. She's 17. She has been one of the stars on the high school basketball team. And this guy spent 20 years coaching basketball and football and that sort of thing at a high school. Mm-hmm. So he was determined to accomplish the goal of seeing his daughter. I guess this guy had his left foot amputated. My God, what a mess.
Yeah, and it was parents' night. So this was a night when all the parents go, and he was not going to miss that for his baby girl.
No, and he didn't. And so there's something, an inspiration for parents some parents just take their children for granted. And that's the most horrible thing because the children are the most special thing. I know how your dad and your mom love you. And I hope, I don't say it because I want everybody to know it, but, you know, emotions, when you do a radio program like this, people get to know you. And I don't want to talk about private stuff, but I certainly talk about personal stuff. And my two children and my grandchildren are the number one focus in my life. I have lots of other things going on, but there isn't a moment or a day that goes by when I'm not thinking about Megan or Brendan or Jasper or Miles. and you can hear it, and you can kind of see it. I like when people follow my travelog, and I'm doing oftentimes silly stuff with the grandchildren. It's just fun. Mm-hmm. And it makes my heart sing. So,
and it's always enjoyable when they're visiting you because you put your children, your adult children, on air, and you get to actually hear that dynamic in your conversations, and you can hear the love both ways. And I heard once upon a time that the greatest gift of being a parent, well, one of the greatest gifts of being a parent is when your adult child still wants to be around you, still likes you, when they don't actually need anything from you. And that is really a big testament on the upbringing itself.
You know, it's interesting. Matthew, who's Megan's husband, says that she's never the same when she comes home. She is, you know, she just loves being here. And I say this emotionally because it's kind of cool that she does want to be here.
Yeah.
And it's not about me. It's just the fact that she, maybe it is in part about me because the kids get a kick out of me because, as Megan says to me very frequently, Daddy, you're so strange.
You're goofy.
Listen, I admit to being strange. I'm a different kind of a guy. What makes me tick is not the same thing. How many people do you know that have 80 Jersey cows? Well, that's what makes me tick in part. Mm-hmm. And the radio program makes me, with the time with you, that is what makes me tick. And so you can create for yourself, if you work at it, a circumstance where you get the best of everything you can possibly create. We are creators. And so you create circumstances. Here's something, speaking of creating, Delta Airlines announced yesterday that they're going to schedule a flight from Austin to Detroit April 8th that's timed exactly for the people on the plane to watch the path of a total solar eclipse. So they're going to fly. It starts in Austin, and they are going to fly with the solar eclipse. So you'll be able to watch the eclipse for the entire trip.
That is really neat, especially because you'll be above any cloud coverage that could be there.
Yeah.
It's April. There's going to be clouds. Some people are going to miss this even though they're in the path.
And they're using a plane that has extra big windows. And that'll give them a better... That's really... Very cool. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Toby from Wendy's. Picture a Baconator. The 6 strips of Applewood smoked bacon, the hot and juicy beef, the melty American cheese, the pretzel bun.
Wait, pretzel bun? A pretzel Baconator. And it's only here for a limited time? This changes everything. Like what I'm going to order today. And tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Pretzel Baconator today.
Limited time only. Or participate in U.S. Wendy's.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air. If you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This ain't 5:23 after the hour. Listen to this. They are caught down, 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 down. So pack your legs and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. All right. So, Jay, could you tell if you didn't know who that was, that it is who it is?
That it was Beyonce. Yes. 100%.
You could, even though it's not her, in her genre, the song, excuse me, is not, I have hiccups. Excuse me. All right, there we go.
Yeah, it's definitely, she has a very iconic voice and an iconic sound, regardless of what genre she is singing.
This thing has had 19 million streams. 5 million format airplay. That means that it's been played on country stations, and Beyonce is pretty much the farthest thing, at least to this point, from a country artist
as
you can find.
She grew up country. She's a
so why didn't
girl.
She pursue that instead of doing the R&B and the hip-hop and the stuff that she's done?
Oh, because she transcends genres. She did do a country song a few years ago, and she performed at, I believe it was the CMT Awards, and she brought the Dixie Chicks on. And
I've never seen that side
of her.
Yeah,
I believe it's with her Lemonade album. Yeah, and so now she's doing a full-blown, I believe a full-blown country album. And this song, her Texas Hold'em song, reached number one on the country charts, and she has become the first black woman to ever reach number one. In 2024, it's taken this long.
Isn't that lousy that we have to focus on the fact that she's a black woman rather than a talented female artist? I find that, you know how that gets to me, it gets me nuts. So anyway, so congratulations there, it's kind of cool. She's been very visible lately since the Super Bowl. That spot continues to run, and then there's this song, and so she's riding high, and that's good, she's worked hard. In a moment, the focus on the Hotel California trial. If you have not heard, this is another amazing reality, going back to the Eagles songbook, is coming right up after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is something that's not very welcome as far as the Eagles are concerned. There are three guys who were accused, Jay, of trying to sell the original lyrics from this song, and there's a criminal trial going on in New York starting today. A book dealer and a former Hall of Fame curator and somebody who has conspired with the two of them to sell memorabilia. They stole these lyrics, the notes, the lyrics are on, and trying to sell them. And so the Eagles say, no, not so fast.
Are they all so like finders keepers?
Yeah, right. This is they figure that these lyrics are worth about $1 million to some collector. And they said that the manuscript was stolen in the 1970s. This guy, one of these guys did it. And now they've lied to authorities, and that's what they're being, that's why they're in court, because they lied. And Don Henley's after him, man. He's not stopping until he gets them. So good luck to him. And bad luck to those guys that stole the lyrics. It's 28 after the hour here in Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. California continues getting drenched by atmospheric river storms. Governor Gavin Newsom has activated the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement.
There's another half inch to inch of rain expected Wednesday. There's already been roughly 8 to 12 inches of new rainfall in affected areas the past several days. Taylor Swift's impact is evident in Lyft's financial success.
According to Lyft CEO David Risher, the rideshare company experienced a notable increase in its bottom line due to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Traffic to and from stadiums and hotels surged by 25 to 60% whenever the pop star was in town. Risher also disclosed to Yahoo Finance that fans of Swift, known as Swifties, tend to tip triple.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Never miss a beat. All right. We go from Beyonce to Taylor Swift. So, the commands from the listeners are, well, you haven't mentioned Trump this hour, so I'll say Donald Trump. At the end of that, my obligation is fulfilled. And the same with Taylor Swift, although I like talking about Taylor Swift and all the things that go with her, but I don't like to overdo it because it's overdone. Pretty much it's been overdone. And an example of that is this idiot jet tracker person who is being, obviously he's got a screw loose.
Oh, tracking all celebrity private jets and posting about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he says, I have no problem sharing the flight paths. This is a guy whose name is Jack Sweeney. He's a student at the University of Central Florida, and he thinks he's a cool cat. Listen, I am not doing anything illegal. Apparently, there has been a cease and desist letter sent to him by Taylor Swift's attorney. I don't think I'd like to get into a peeing contest with Taylor Swift's attorney if it was me. Anyway, so the demand is that he stop publicly posting where she is following her jet. You can find this information. I mean, this guy's no genius. You can find this. If you have the tail number of the plane, you can find any plane where it is at any time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is, especially a celebrity like Taylor Swift and other celebrities are notable public figures, they have stalkers, and it is a safety issue. Even though Jack Sweeney is technically not doing anything illegal, it is not only a violation of privacy, but it is a safety concern when you think about the people who not only have malintent towards celebrities, but they truly believe that these celebrities, like they love these celebrities, they want to marry them, they think they love them back. Some of them believe that they're actually in relationships with these people. And then when that reality is a little bit broken, when they meet these celebrities, that's when things go wrong. That's when people end up injured or dead.
Well, there are a lot of crazy people, as you've noticed. You know, there's another guy, I don't think it's this one, there's somebody else who tracks Trump's plane all the time. It's an easily identifiable call sign, tail number. And you can, I mean, it's not like Trump's trying to hide. His plane has Trump all over it, the black, red, and white 757 that he's had for a number of years. And so, you know, there are others, certainly plenty of other people who have planes. That's how they, you know, when they have these conferences around the world on the environment and all of the antagonists and protagonists show up in their own private jets and people, you know, you look at it, okay, what is this all about? It's about people being inconsistent. Frankly, they say one thing and do another. So anyway, I don't know. This guy needs to get a life, frankly. Speaking of that, these two guys charged with murder in Kansas City in the shooting during the Super Bowl victory parade. One person dead, 22 wounded. Officials say not only are these two going to be charged, but apparently the latest on this, Jay, is that others may be charged today. That would be interesting to kind of work that scenario out. The U.S. vetoed a resolution in the U.N. yesterday calling for a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. That's certainly 13-1. The U.K. abstained. So the one, you know, only needs one for a veto, and that doesn't, you know, they're done with having to do it. But it's a frustrating reality when we hear the accounts from Uri Geller, who lives in Israel, when we talk to him each week about what's gone on, what's going on, and you see the lack of consistency in people and their understanding of what's going on over there. I have no tolerance. You've been very passionate about talking with regard to the tens of thousands of Palestinians that have been killed, which is really, there's no purpose.
Both things can be true at once, and I don't understand why acknowledging one side of things automatically makes you anti- or
the other side.
Phobic of another side. Both things are true. One of the discussions that Uri had stated that it never registered in my mind, but they have the Iron Dome in Israel, and whenever any incoming missiles, it blasts them away. But you forget about the shrapnel that is falling from the sky still, even though those blasts are happening in the air because these missiles are getting hit and disintegrating it up in the air. All of that is still falling down. And these are big items. It's not just little pieces, like little flakes of stuff falling down. It could be the size of an engine, of a semi-truck engine falling to the ground. Yeah. And when they hear those sirens, it's not only taking cover for the missiles, but also all of that shrapnel that's still falling for a certain period of time after.
Yep. Aye, aye, aye. All right. The NASA website, I've been keep going back to it because there are a couple of things today that are really amazing. The lunar lander that has gone and now sending back what the astrologers, astronomers are saying are selfies with the Earth in the background. Pretty amazing stuff. You can see that NASA website. Also, when you're there, you can see that NASA is looking for volunteers for a simulated Mars mission. In other words, live like you were a Martian or you're on Mars. Kind of like Matt Damon did. And you're going to a bubble. They did that, if I remember when this was, there was the biosphere. And I'll bet if you Google that, it was probably 20 years ago, where they put a family into a, like a greenhouse. And they lived there, I think, for a year to simulate what it would be like to live on another planet, kind of. That was one of the reasons for doing it. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a real thing. There's a movie.
Oh, yeah.
There was a movie in the 90s called Biodome. It was a Pauly Shore, Stephen Baldwin, they were all in it. And they locked themselves inside this biodome and ended up being part of a scientific experiment that wasn't supposed to consist of any humans in the biodome.
Swell. There you go.
It's a comedy.
All right. Let's see what else we can... there's a thing going on. My daughter alerted me to this, and we had a conversation about this weekend ago, and I asked her she's a college prof at UCLA, she and her husband both, and I asked, I was talking to her husband about it, AI-generated papers. They can spot them a mile away, apparently. Megan caught somebody with a paper that was not written every single word of it. When there is apparently some device that you can use on a computer that detects AI-generated stuff. It will tell you whether it's real, you know, or Memorex, or
so
real
using
or
AI-generated.
AI
to decipher what's AI.
Right. So these kids think they're smart by getting AI to generate their theme papers or whatever papers are supposed to be done, and they caught them, Megan caught a couple of kids and flunked them. And listen, why shouldn't you, right? If you're stealing stuff, basically that's it. And the kid said, no, we didn't steal it. We didn't plagiarize it. It was AI. So where did AI get it? Right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that a legitimate question?
But you still didn't do your own work, which is kind of like whatever excuses you
idea.
Want to use, fine. But you didn't do your own work.
What are you going to school for? You're not going to actually learn. That's the
question. Cheating is still cheating. Think about paying a friend to do your homework for you. They completely did it from scratch. They didn't plagiarize anything, but that's still cheating because you did not do your own work.
Yeah. I wonder how many people listening right now are saying, uh-oh.
Been there, done that. Wink, wink.
Uh-oh. Right. I never had I got caught once when I was in high school. Cheating on a Latin exam because I couldn't, Latin was rough, man. And so I had the answers. I was in the eighth grade. I had the answers inside my, the pocket of my, in the sleeve. And of course,
dumb.
You don't think the teachers are going to catch you looking around while you're taking the exam? And so I got an F from the teacher on that.
Wow.
On that test. No, listen, crime does not pay.
I never had to cheat. If I didn't know something or I was getting bad grades, I knew my parents weren't going, I never had that feeling like, oh my gosh, my parents are going to kill me, I got a D. I never had that. So when I was doing very poor, I could come to them and they would help me. One of the grades, I think it was eighth grade, they actually got me a tutor to help me with a lot of stuff. It was one of those, if I don't know this, I was comfortable saying, I don't know this. I'm not getting good grades.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. And I remember my father chastising me because I wasn't doing well in a couple of subjects. And I think I was a freshman. And he said to me, you better do better, otherwise you'll end up like the guys on the farm. And I thought to myself, what's so bad about the guys on the farm?
What's wrong with that?
I love being on the farm. Right, exactly.
Don't you want to be a farmer. Time.
Yeah, right. That wasn't exactly the right motivation that I needed at the time. Speaking of motivation and the farm, how about we get you cooking literally and figuratively with these great Omaha Steaks that right now are 50% off. Everything at Omaha Steaks, the stuff you love, guaranteed every day to be perfect. So if you don't know what's for dinner, then you ought to go to Omaha Steaks. Excuse me. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and shop through the catalog. Semi-annual sale. I'm looking at some of the things, some of the chicken, the beef. They have fish, all kinds of things. Butchers cut filet mignons. Am I pronouncing that right? Sirloins, pork chops, chicken breasts, right? The burgers, the franks. They even have scalloped potatoes. They have caramel apple tartlets, chocolate lava cakes. I mean, I could go on and on. My mouth is watering right now. That's the matter with my voice.
Well, I think with the being Lent right now, too, a lot of people might be thinking, oh, well, I can't have that because of this, that, and that. No, their seafood selection is delicious.
Yeah, it is. So help yourself to savings, quality, and yum. Right? Go to OmahaSteaks. Say it again, Doug. There it is. Omaha Steaks. STEAKS. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale. Save 50%. And you can say thank you to me if you want, but more importantly, you take advantage of the deal. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Speaking of numbers, boy, this human trafficking thing is getting to be a big deal. If you see something, say something. Dial 866-347-2423 to report an incident.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Chuck, if a big dinosaur came along and ate you.
Depends on the day. If you told me yesterday, I'd say I'd be all for it. Today, maybe I'd have a little bit of a change of heart.
Today would be a better day, right, exactly. Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. A Jurassic Park theme has to lead us to some announcement of another Jurassic Park movie or somebody's birthday. What's going on?
Actually, it is. Garrett Edwards, who directed Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, in one of the Godzilla reboots, it appears will direct Universal's next installment of Jurassic World. That would be the fourth installment in that franchise, the seventh overall Jurassic movie with three Jurassic Park movies, three Jurassic World movies.
How many of them did Spielberg direct?
The first two. I've always said for a long time that the greatest movie-going experience that I ever had was in 93. Me and my buddy took a ride to New York City from Strasburg, Pennsylvania, in his little yellow Miata, and we saw Jurassic Park at the Ziegfeld. Now, the Ziegfeld, Doug, at the time was the largest single-screen movie theater in the United States. I think it had 1,150 seats. It was a sellout at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon opening day. The energy in that place was incredible. It was a great blockbuster. Yeah. Film.
Everybody loves to see people get eaten by dinosaurs.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I think I think, you know, a lot of these films, I think the first one's the best by far, and I think Jurassic World was really good. I like the first sequel. The third one was a watchable time killer. The last two, the second to last, I sort of liked. The last one I didn't like. There's only so much you can do with it, but this is a quick turnaround because the release date of the next Jurassic World movie will be July 2nd, 2025. That is a very quick release for a big tentpole project that hasn't even been cast or filmed yet. But they know it's bankable money, so I guess they want to do it. I said to you, here's my pitch, the only pitch that will work. The Goonies meets Jurassic Park. You got to get an old kid cast against dinosaurs. Other than that, I don't really care.
Good for you.
That'll work.
Chuck Curry Movie Moments brought to you by Progressive. Progressive Insurance, insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. Want protection on the road or on the water? Just go to progressive.com or call 800-PROGRESSIVE and take care of yourself and take care of your family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so I'm looking at this this new documentary, James Brown, and Say It Loud is what it's called. It's a docuseries that's out there, and it pulls apart a lot of things in his performances, in his life, his whole thing with Martin Luther King Jr. He may have been one of the original people that were into Black Lives Matter. He voted for Richard Nixon, and the blacks didn't like that at all. His people didn't like it. He used to beat up his wife and his daughter. I guess that comes out in the documentary as well. And then he went to prison in 1988. He was very he was a challenged, complicated human being. Is that what they say? So does that stuff work well? Those sorts of personalities telling that story in a
documentaries they do. Listen, I would argue that 99.9% of everyone ever born has an interesting story to tell. Some more than others. You know, he did a great. I remember him from Rocky IV, right? He did that great musical intro to up when Apollo Creed came out to fight Ivan Drago in Rocky IV. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's going to be a very interesting documentary, which is a really good vehicle in filmmaking, I think.
Yeah, it is. All right, so what do we have to look forward to?
I got one story here. Dune 2, which comes out on March 1st, is getting some great advance buzz, like really good. Some people call it one of the best sci-fi films ever made. I'm not a huge fan of that franchise. The last film I thought was, you know, it was all right. But they re-released that film that came out a couple years ago worldwide this past weekend, and it actually did $30 million in business, which is a tremendously good number. A good sign that this new Dune movie is going to have a pretty good opening weekend. And if the reviews are as good as they say, it should have some legs, because theater owners certainly need a high-profile movie that does very well for at least 3 or 4 weeks.
Huh. All right. Okay, well, there's that. There was a movie that I saw that was out, didn't getting much publicity, but I thought, now I'm trying to remember the name of it. What's out that's not getting a lot of publicity?
I'm not sure. But by the way, I don't know if you saw the trailer to Kong X Godzilla. I guess that's Kong and Godzilla. It looks like a lot of fun. They got a baby Kong in this one, Doug. You should like
good
that
for
one.
You. That's, yeah, it'd be yeah. great.
Huggable.
Aye, aye, aye.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.